ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An opinion on why there's a surge of asylum seekers at the southern border heard by ABC's Matt Rivers at the scene.
Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens.
This isn't sustainable. Everybody is overwhelmed.
Nowhere more intense this week than Eagle Pass, Texas.
I believe it's a money-making opportunity for those smugglers, and I believe it's a distraction for them to cross other things into the country.
Owens says human smugglers sent thousands of migrants.
There's a threat of flooding, big waves, rip currents from what was Tropical Storm Ophelia in the northeast. Ukraine is ramping up missile and drone attacks inside Russia. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge is there.
Ukraine saying it hit a building used by Russia's security service in the city of Kursk. It follows a major Ukrainian attack in Crimea. Missiles slam into the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, a symbol of Russian military power.
Scientists examining the first piece of an asteroid grabbed by a NASA unmanned probe, which parachuted down to a military base near Salt Lake City, Utah today, before continuing to its next asteroid. This is ABC News. The next big storm to keep an eye on, named Philippe, over 1,100 miles west of the Cabo Verde Islands, which are off the west coast of Africa, top sustained winds of about 50 miles an hour. Headed to where there are deadly flare-ups, America's top civilian military chief, says ABC's Inez De La Quatera.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin embarking on a swing through Africa and on Sunday meeting with U.S. service members stationed in Djibouti and Kenya. His visit comes at a time of turmoil in Africa with attempted coups in Gabon and Niger, while military leaders have taken over in Mali, Guinea, Burkina Faso, and Chad.
A potential problem of the H2O out of the faucet getting tainted by NaCl in New Orleans. ABC's Dave Packer.
The city's mayor signing an emergency declaration ahead of possible saltwater intrusion into the city's water system. The problem, saltwater from the Gulf of Mexico is intruding further up the Mississippi River, and this is a result of water levels dropping over the summer, allowing that saltwater to flow in.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour here on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated, 3 Madison locations. And you can shop online at Ignite or at herbalaspect.com. Herbalaspect.com. Let's do some Kelsey Miles for the 8 o'clock double dip. Save My Soul on Max Inc. Radio.
Six strings, my hands don't rest. I got a secret song I have to confess. Everything I've known feels so strange. So sets on a new horizon. Spend late nights just fantasizing. And I lose myself in the light. Hey. I'm a stranger
change. I bury all that I have in a grave, but my six strings makes me feel at home. Well, light's too bright, and now I'm afraid.
You felt the same.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. That's a double dip of Kelsey Miles there. And Fool, that's brand new Kelsey. Save My Soul before that. Kelsey's new album and new EP is super awesome. You can check it out right now on her Facebook page. I think it's KelseyMilesMusic.com. That'll get you there. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. We send her our best, your original local music until midnight tonight. We got Drivatron in the Devil's Lair tonight, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com to get more information about them. Appreciate their support with the Devil's Lair. Drivatron, super excited to have Paul in the studio playing live. Plus, Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 o'clock, Rocker. We have a special guest. We're going to get him on at 8:30, but we got things to do and people to see. Frank from work is in the studio. Yo. Hey, Frank, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. You guys just had a show tonight, right?
Yeah, well, I just had had an Old Oak show, so that's my acoustic project. So I played at a birthday. I almost called it a wedding, but it was just a birthday party.
Just a birthday party.
Over on the lake, right?
Over on the lake on East Gorham. It was beautiful. It was incredible weather, awesome Madison vibe, and just cranking out like 40 acoustic songs. So
that's awesome, man. What's new with Old Oaks? Are you guys doing any other shows in the area at all?
Yeah, actually, this Tuesday, we're playing with Cat and the Hurricane at the Burr Oak. Cat and the Hurricane and Thelma and Old Oaks duo. So that'll be Daniel Hashke on saxophone and flute and myself. Nice. Yeah, that's coming up just this Tuesday. I'm looking forward to it.
Do you guys have an EP out, Old Oaks?
Yeah, Old Oaks has like a live cut album, and then we've got a full band album that we recorded at just down the street here.
Sure. I think I have one song, Old Oaks, The Way.
Oh, yeah, that's from the first album, so that's pretty live. That's just the duo, Daniel and I.
I'll have to get that
We'll have to send that one your way.
Hook us up, man.
Yeah,
hook us up.
We will.
Dude, work is blowing up, Rocker. They're touring. They got some new music coming out. I love how you're teasing everything.
Yeah.
The new album, it's called Revolution.
Yeah, it can be, you can take it however you want. So the R is in a parenthesis. So you could say R, Evolution, or Revolution. So the R, Evolution kind of concept came for us because the band, you know, these songs started being recorded in 2021 when we were a seven-piece. And then they continue to be recorded all the way through some live cuts that we took from this summer, which was us as a six-piece, but with a different keyboard player, Brandon Jensen from, he's also in the Mascot Theory. But yeah, so it's kind of like our evolution in sound, but also the songs are kind of evocative and really pointed occasionally at, you know, political stuff. So
anything in particular?
Well, I'm just thinking of like Ignition, where it's just like, yeah, you know, we have this heavy song because the world and the country felt like it was really grinding in 2020. So, yeah, I mean.
Is that where most of the songwriting came from, was during the pandemic and the shutdowns and 2020 and stuff?
Yeah, actually, I would say that. Mostly. Most of this batch of tunes were originally being cooked up in that time. Okay. And so, yeah, they also really range in how they're, like, what their topic is. Like I said, okay, maybe our evolution is for the band and revolution is, like, kind of like what we hope songs like Ignition inspire. But then the overall topic is kind of like changing over time, because like we have songs that are going to be coming out like Analog, where it's like just like kind of like Funk Day. It's just like a funk party. We're going back to Analog. We're just like making it real and really kind of gritty funk, which is obviously like not the same as Ignition. It's a whole different topic.
That song is to get the people booties moving.
Yeah, totally. So
where was this recorded, or did you guys do it yourselves?
This was recorded with Jake at Paradigm Productions. Except for the two live takes. One of the live takes is from our Terrace show, our UW Memorial Union Terrace this summer, and then the other live take is a was from the next day up at Driftless Music Festival in Viroqua.
You've all played a number of shows over the summer. Was there a memorable show this summer that you all played?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of great shows in there. The Terrace is always a blast on a nice night, and we got lucky that the weather was good, and it was just a good, great party out there. Driftless Music Gardens is always great, so we were there for People Fest this year, which sold out, so that was epic.
I want to go. I've got August next year scheduled on my calendar. I got to get out there.
Yeah.
I feel guilty that I've not been to Driftless Gardens yet. I've heard so much about it.
And while we're talking about highlights, I do have to also shout out Mile of Music was up in Appleton. Mm. It's just cool because those sets are all original music.
Right.
And we just played an absolutely packed house at Appleton Beer Factory. And it's cool that people get down that hard to just a bunch of funk music that's being written in Wisconsin, you know.
Mile Music is growing so fast. That's such an awesome festival up there. Another one I need to circle on my calendar, Rocker.
Now, you guys have some release parties coming up for your new album.
Yep.
And that's going to be at the High Noon on October 21st, so that's the closest one. And then in November, you're going to be in Milwaukee and also Appleton at the Beer Factory. Milwaukee is going to be at the Opie Brewery. You guys are playing a lot of breweries.
Yeah.
A lot of drinking going on, putting out these albums.
We like our beer. Yeah, it's Ope Brewing. Like very Wisconsin. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Probably should be listening to the Charlie Baron show. I would have heard that.
And then, I think I missed this one when I was talking to you a moment ago, Rocker, but we're also playing the Midwest Music Fest in La Crosse early in November. I think that's November 4th. So, yeah, we're going to be headed out around the state, and we're going to be in Minnesota as well. I think we're going to be at Goodview or something near Winona.
Nice.
So yeah, we're getting out there. We're going to have a blast playing this new music. And
on the post y'all posted about you coming here tonight, you're standing in front of a little short bus. Is that your tour bus?
Oh yeah. So it was our tour bus that weekend. It's currently being worked on and converted. Okay. So it's our tour bus when it can be.
So it's truly a short bus.
Yeah. It's a shuttle bus and it's currently being kind of reworked into a house on wheels thing. So that doesn't work as good as a 6-piece band tour bus as just a shuttle bus does. Yeah.
You need a full school bus for that.
Yeah.
I saw you guys, we had Cat and the Hurricane on just last week and we were talking, they were saying, gosh, we were up for this big award for the Mamas and we were nominated against Work and they're good friends. And they won. Talk about competing with Cat and the Hurricane, and you work with them so much.
I love
those
folks.
And you guys have won plenty of Mom Awards already.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they've been totally crushing it. They're an awesome band with a great message. They're all very nice people.
They are friendly, aren't they?
I'm really excited. Like I said, Old Oaks is playing with them this upcoming Tuesday to kick off their tour. Yeah. And so it's just cool to be in the same scene as people that you like, you respect, they're putting out good music. They totally deserve to be the artist of the year. So, I was blown away by Work getting that previous years. I was like, wow, that's awesome. I'm glad people really like our music. Cause I think the Madison scene has a lot of good stuff to offer. So
tons of people. That's why we're here on Saturday nights, Frank.
Yeah.
Not just Madison, but across the state of Wisconsin. Frank from Work is with us. New album is coming out. Is it officially Our Revolution or Revolution, or is it up for interpretation?
You can say Revolution or Our Evolution. Up to you.
All right. Well, okay.
Revolution is probably what most people will say. I would guess, but
yeah, we'll go with Revolution. We've been playing Ignition for quite a while. You all dropped that single.
Yep,
a while ago. But this first song that I want to play is called Embers off the new album.
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard this song yet. I'm super excited to hear it. Tell us about it.
So this one is the lyrics were written by a friend of mine, Sean Koval. So this is our first time ever. It was a cool collaboration between him and I, where I wrote the music part to essentially a song that he had already written all the lyrics and motifs to. I think this is a pretty wide ranging song. It has some like reggae vibes. I really like the horn line in the verse. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of light and bouncy, very heavy on the imagery. And so I feel like but the message is not necessarily clear. So, people can kind of interpret it however they want, which is fun to write music to.
And real quick, any videos coming out to support the songs or just the album release? Or?
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, the album release is coming out, but we will definitely we've got video stuff to work with, if that makes sense. Like, we've got the video, but we've got to make it into a video. But yeah,
you guys are awesome.
It'll be coming out. We're working on it. Yeah.
And by the way, if you're new to this, it's WURK when you search for Work.
Yep.
To download their music and connect with them. Frank, thank you so much for coming
in
tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate you. My pleasure.
This is a brand new song debuted here on Max Inc. Radio right now. It's called Embers from Work. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
But the hands don't move, waiting for the bomb to drop. I stoke the fire, recall a tune. Chorus wrapped its coils around my head, a snake with tail untold, swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before. Took me in its beak and then it all went dark now.
Civic Media. That's Work and Ignition. Embers before that. That was a brand new track off the new album coming. It's being released on November 10th at the Oak Brewing Company. That's up in, where is that? That's in Wanakee, I think. Or no, it's West Allis. West Allis. There you go. That party's with Kid Elephant. And that's going to be a cool show if you're out there. Plus, keep an eye on Work on the socials. And thanks for Frank for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you. Coming up in the next half hour, we got brand new music from Alternative Radio. We'll do some Secret Menu. We got P-Mad and Simple Company that sent us music. We'll do that next on Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media presents The Skin Tones. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series. Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison with special guest Fiberweed and the Drunk Drivers. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Get advanced tickets now at high-noon.com.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Talk about state and local politics,
but in a fun, innovative, and uncomplicated way.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Weekdays from 10 till noon
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello, Wisconsin!
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Brand new music now came to us at music@civicmedia.us. You can go to maxincradio.com to get all the information too. The band is called Simple Company. Here's the song Minimum Wage on Max Inc. Radio.
Different, but that's okay.
dinosaurs.
Civic Media, we are local music. That is P-Mad, little P, capital N, Mad. P-Mad. The name of the song is called Sword. They sent some music to Max Inc. Radio at gmail.com. Actually, make that maxincradio.com. There's a link to send your music there. Simple Company before that, Minimum Wage. They're a cool band out of Southwest Wisconsin. They also sent in some music. It was a really cool song. Thanks for sending the music, and we love playing new music. Just go to maxincradio.com to get all the details on how to get us your music. Live in the Devil's Lair is coming up in just a couple minutes with Drivatron. Paul Vesh is here doing a solo set. Super looking forward to that. Maxine Kevy coming up after 10 o'clock. Right now, it's Secret Menu in 18.
The ceiling is 3 a.m. Lying next to a lover or next to a friend. I don't know. We fall asleep, start over again. Making love so we can pretend that the cyclical fights that never stop have an ending. But we fall asleep, start over. Ignoring all the calls from our family and friends. They'll still be there in the morning. Pocket.
again.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happening, this life is changing. Another
That is Pink Halo, Max Inc. on Civic Media. Live in the Devil's Lair with Drivatron just around the corner. Right now, brand new, 7,000 apart. And Runaway, Max Inc. Radio.
No one ever really wants to be a runaway, but it's harder to be someone else and to stay. No one ever really wants to be up to slate. No one ever, no one ever.
Radio, radio for the people.
A one, a two, a Milwaukee. I said a four, a five. I don't wanna be alive. Yeah, the girls dress like boys here in the city. Yeah, the nightlife is dead here in this town. There ain't much left. Stay, but I don't wanna go. But you leave me no choice. I
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It makes me smile.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievert.